any fun, but still, people keep joining them. If I was a cult leader, my cult would be wicked. We'd find a jam to kick out, and then we'd just kick it. We'd wear the coolest cult robes, and then we'd disrobe each other. We'd never shave our heads or call each other sister and brother. When the compound's rocking, don't come knocking, don't come banging or rattling, cause we're busy getting busy or just casually rap battling. Drinking cult Kool-Aid straight, a little water, no rocks. You know that I'll drink it too when it's time to kick off, because my body is mortal, but my rhymes are unkillable. Look at me slide through this song with all its defunct syllables. My lips are quick and slick trick, I got mad skills. It's not making me rich, but hey, it pays the bills. It's true, cross my heart, this is a work of nonfiction. So don't fall apart when I whip out my diction, because I write all my songs while listening to the Wu-Tang Clan. I learned some tricks from ODB and Method Man. When I'm not rhyming, trying to find time to unwind with the classics of comedy. Though I know those jokes are lame or sick or just downright vomity, but the shiniest apples have the slimiest worms at their core. Don't bother to stop me if you've heard this one before. Is this old chestnut? Is this real knee slapper? Inside every one of us is a comedian, a co-leader, and an amateur rapper. A good one for you.
What's that?
Knock knock.
Who's there?
Interrupting cow.
Interrupting cow who?
Moo. You see, the joke is the cow is always interrupting, and never mind. I should maybe stick to dead baby jokes. They work every time. It says a lot that we've got lots of them about dead tots or toddlers. But when we see a live one, we don't kill it. We just kiss them or coddler. Now some of my best friends are moms and dads, and they may hate me, but isn't parenting the last refuge of the scoundrel? No, that's patriotism. Anyway, go see a lot of people. First meeting, then breeding like guppies. My heart goes all down and uppy when I see a little kitten or a little puppy. And I find my heart bursting with red heart-shaped confetti. And I think, maybe I'll get a dog. Then I go, nah, I'm not ready. I couldn't handle the responsibility. Where would I find the time to build my compound, my comedy career, my empire of rhyme? But then I think I'll need a dog if the nuclear holocaust comes. We'd wander the desolate planet, hide in deserted city slums. My dog would warn me. He'd bark if mutant cannibals were attacking us. We'd be bushwhacking, double-backing in case those mutants were tracking us. Then we'd finally find refuge in an abandoned nursery school, and we'd be alone. I'd light a small fire, and my dog would find and chew an unknown mystery bone. We'd wake up in the morning, starving, our lips blue and our ribs showing through, and I'd spy a pack of wild dog puppies and think of trapping just one or two. And my dog would look up at me with those big eyes all sad and gentle, and I'd be like, come on, dog, it's the apocalypse. We can't get sentimental. But here's the cherry on the cake. Here is the topper, the capper. Inside every one of us fakes beats the red heart of a mother, a father, a trapper, a cult leader, a comedian. And an amateur rapper.